everyone. Welcome to Grow Point Davao. Welcome, everyone. And of course, we welcome our first-time guest today. Yes. So it's a cold Sunday morning. We praise the Lord for another opportunity for us that we can worship our God together as His church. But before we sing our songs and listen to the Word of God and give and fellowship, let me share to you a psalm. Psalm 86:15, it says, "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." And in Psalm 103, verse 11, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him." Amazing ang gugma sa Ginoo. No? So today, as we sing and as we have heard these verses and as we sing these songs, let us be reminded of His unending love, His unending depth of God's love for us, a love that is constant, unwavering, and a love that is ever present for you and for me. You know what? Last week and this week, na-feel gid na ko ang spiritual battle even in our marriage ni Clyde and me personally. But the Lord reminded me that no matter what I've done, mistakes, failures that I've done this week, or no matter what we've been through, i-reassure ko and encourage ko sa iyang gugma that is ever present and constant. It will never change para sa akoa and para sa imuha. So today, before we sing, can we just pause for a moment and pray a thanksgiving prayer? Can you look back sa imuhang week, starting from last week or even Monday until today, how God has been so faithful to you? Let us give Him a thanksgiving prayer. Just thank Him, you know, for His sustaining grace this week. And second, let us pray for God to move in the midst of us as we worship together as His church. Let us pray. Lord, we come before You with grateful hearts for Your amazing love. Your word in Psalm 86:15 declares that You are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness. Salamat sa imong gugma nga walay sukod, sa imong gugma nga walay susama, Lord. Salamat sa imong gugma na nag-sustain sa amuha in times of joy and in sorrows, in moments of triumph and struggles, bringing comfort when we feel weary and hope when we feel discouraged. We thank You for Your great love, a love that is constant, unwavering, and ever-present. And today, we ask You, Holy Spirit, to come once again and move in the midst of us as we worship You through our singing and listening to the Word and even in our fellowship today. Wala gid mi lain, Lord, gitinguha, but to glorify your name, to honor your name in the midst of us today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us all stand and let us sing these songs today. Let us all clap our hands.
See the hope of heaven.
shining like the rising sun.
Yes,
now forever lifted up from death to life.
There's no fear,
there's no fear in love. Endless life beyond the skies above, love reaching out for us. The everlasting one, Jesus our God. Oh, we lift to the sun, yeah. Set our eyes on a Savior. Sing His praises. Sing His praises once again. We sing. Proclaim and sing that you are our way maker, our miracle worker, and a promise keeper. You are the one who opens doors when there seems to be no way, who brings light into darkness, and who turns hopeless situations into opportunities for your glory. Your ways are higher than our ways, God, and your plans are perfect in every way. Father, I pray that as we sing this song, The Waymaker, it would resonate deep within our hearts and ignite a passion and hunger for your presence, drawing us closer to you. Let it be a reminder that you are always with us, leading, guiding, protecting us every step of the way. Strengthen our trust in you, Lord, knowing that you are faithful to fulfill every promise you have spoken. Let us sing this song all together.
I worship you. Reminder for all of us, just because we can't see God, or what we can't see what God is doing, or we can't feel what God is working, it doesn't mean that He is not working in our behalf. It doesn't mean that He does not love us, He does not care for us, nor He does not see our pain and suffering. He does, brothers and sisters. That's why we are called to live by faith and not by sight, knowing that He is the God who makes a way when there seems to be no way. He is the God who still does an impossible things today. He is the God who fulfills His promises. I don't know what battles you're struggling with. You're facing challenges and trials you're facing today, but let me assure you, according to God's word, that He is always with us. He is always for us and not against us. And He is sustaining us through our battles. And you know what? If there is one thing that we need to understand, if there's anything that we can find comfort in, regardless of the circumstances, it is the certainty that God is unchanging in His character. Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So I encourage you today, come to Him, worship Him. Whatever problems you have, worship God, magnify Him. Pray with thanksgiving in your heart. And no matter what's going on sa imong kinabuhi, still choose to trust God, because He will never ever change. He is faithful to you. He loves you so much. He cares for you. Can we come to God in worship continually? Pray to Him. Utter thanksgiving. Just magnify Him for who He is in your life. Father, we are so thankful for speaking to us through the songs. That in a world that is ever-changing and uncertain, thank You that we can find comfort and peace in You, because You always remain constant. Constant in Your love, constant in Your faithfulness. Your promises are sure and they stand firm. Your grace never wavers and your love endures forever. Help us to believe today that your plans for us is always for our good. And you work things out ultimately for our good. Thank you for the assurance that in you we are totally loved and fully valued. And we can rest our lives into your hands because of that reality. May you be glorified continually as we behold you for who you are throughout our service. We give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Please, manglingkod na ta.
Hello. Hello, good morning, church. Can you tell your seatmate you are loved? All right. Thank you so much for participating. And this morning, I am privileged to share with you a very brief talk about giving. Our mission statement as a church here in Grow Point is we exist to glorify God by making disciples in the spirit of love. At the heart of our existence as a church is not any fancy program. It is not big events. But at the heart of our existence as a church is discipleship. Let me read to you 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. This is what the Apostle Paul was telling Timothy when he was about to be executed, or before he was executed. This, kumbaga, is his last will and testament, so to speak. And he's telling this young pastor, he's encouraging him about what to do. And these are important things that he had in mind for young Timothy. Let me read to you 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. This is what the Apostle Paul says. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Three things, primarily. First, what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses. There is a person who made a disciple. The second is, who will be able to teach others also, or entrust to faithful men. In other words, there is Paul talking to Timothy to entrust what he had learned from Timothy to faithful men. So this is kumbaga a chain that exists. And if you are here today and you have remained, the moment you have received Christ, you are a product of someone who had been discipled. Can you raise your hand if someone followed up you, prayed for you, helped you grow in your faith? When you were discouraged, someone encouraged you. Someone went beside you, cried with you, rejoiced with you, interceded for you and with you. If you are here today, God used a Paul in your life. And we as a church exist because God raised many Pauls in our lives so that we can go on, we can remain. And our purpose is so that what we have learned from our Pauls is to teach others also. Look for faithful men to teach others what you have learned from Jesus through the Pauls in our lives. And that is the heartbeat of our existence as a church. Everything we do, from our giving to our worship services, our ushering, are all intended to reach that very heart. We don't just exist to sit and, you know, celebrate our blessed assurance. That's amazing, right? Because we are assured that we have eternal life. But as a church, we exist to help others know the Savior, Jesus, and live out the fruitfulness of that kind of life. And your giving is a means It's not just a means in itself, but it's a means to a greater end. Through your giving, you help this church pursue the heartbeat. You help this church reach more people and accomplish the very thing that God has called us to do, and that is to make disciples. So when you give it by faith. And when you give, remind yourself that your giving is going to reach people you have never known, places you have never gone to, and will accomplish things that are beyond your imagination. So give joyfully and not reluctantly, because when you give, you participate in a greater mission, the very mission of the Lord Jesus Christ for us. And that is to make disciples of all nations. Can we all pray together as we give to the Lord today? Thank you, O God, for the wonderful privilege that you have given us to participate in your mission of making disciples. Lord, as we give, we offer to you this offering, this specific portion as our worship to you, giving it by faith, acknowledging that you are the very source of this and you are the rightful end of this. Lord, I pray that you bless the giving of your people. May we give out of hearts that are worshiping, hearts that are rejoicing, hearts that are cognizant of your amazing generosity and grace toward us. So we bless you, we honor you, we glorify you, and bless every endeavor this church has to make disciples in the spirit of love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Adian, for reminding us that as we give, we are actually supporting and participating in the very mission of this church that the Lord Jesus has given us, and that is to make disciples, right? And if you want to give, please feel free. Give ang details diha on screen. You can give through GCash or BPI or naay mga envelopes diha sa inyohang chairs. Pwede na ninyo ibutang inyong kwarta, and later, pwede ninyo mabutang dito sa giving, duha ka giving boxes na to. Bisag asa diha. Alright? So let me read to you Proverbs 4:23. It says here, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. You know what? This verse emphasizes the importance of protecting and intentionally directing our hearts towards God. Our emotions, our actions, our thoughts are influenced by the condition of our hearts. So we all have this responsibility to prioritize the nourishing, right? And the nurturing of our heart that delights in Him, delights in His Word, and that is aligned with His will through His Word. So at this very moment, can we all stand up? And as we sing this song, let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us, help our doubtful hearts sometimes to really believe in Him, to delight in Him, to cherish His Word, to taste His goodness once again through His Word, and ask the Holy Spirit to soften our hearts and to prepare our hearts for the Word of God to be preached later on.
Joy be greater than my grief altogether. I have set my heart on you. You have every part of me. I set my heart on you. A way when none is found. believe you're moving even now, right here, right now. I have set my heart, set my heart on you. You have every part of me. I set my, one more time, we sing. I have set my heart, set my heart on you. You have every part of me. I set my heart on you. You.
You say, nothing will ever break me, ever slay me, all my hope in you. Nothing will ever shake me, overtake me, all my hope in you. Nothing will ever break me, ever slay me, all my hope in you. Nothing will ever shake me, overtake me, all my hope in you.
Your word as we listen. Holy Spirit, come and work in the midst of us. We thank you and we give you praise. And all the worshipers of God will say amen.
Please be seated. Good morning to every one of us. How's everybody? I think you're good. So, welcome to our series entitled Faith and Work. We're going to continue our study. So, if you had your Bible, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26. This is your first time. Welcome to Grow Point Davao. Thank you for joining us today. Open your Bible, Proverbs 26, and we're going to look at verse 13 to 16 this morning. Proverbs 26, that's in the middle of your Bible. Kung nakasasam, forward or gamay, okay? Kung naana mo, see the word word. Okay. Good. All right. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 13 to 14. Let me read it to you. The sluggard says, there is a lion in the road. There is a lion in the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Now, as you read these passages, I think the word that is repeated is what word? Sluggard. Ang Bisaya sa sluggard is tapulan. Okay? So, atong topic na karon ng morning is about laziness. Okay? Pagkatapulan. This is not a so exciting kind of a topic this morning. But I think all of us needs to hear from this. I remember when I was young, like 5, 6, 7 years old, ang amo ang sudan sa una kay kanang amo ang food kay gulay. Okay? And I really don't like it. Kay mga sige, matagulay ma. Breakfast gulay, okay? Lunch gulay, dinner gulay. And I don't like it. Like everyday gulay. Fast forward, and I'm like in the mid-30s right now. Looking back, to be honest, I really appreciate gulay, okay? Because I realize it's very, very important to me. When we look at the scripture, there are some themes, there are some topic, there are some sermons, and makaingon ta, pwede mo avoid ko ana, pwede dili ko ganana ana. But eventually, later on, ma-realize ni mo, that's for your benefit. Okay? This topic that we'll tackle this morning is an in-your-face, insulting kind of a topic. But it's not to condemn you. It's not to put you down. It's not to, modern word today, gaslight you. This is not. It's to help you. And it's to invite you in the place of grace that God wants you to be. Okay? So I don't want you to be defensive. I want you to pray, and I want you to ask the Lord to work in your heart as we tackle this topic. Now, we learned last time that when we work, work is very important. We are designed by God to work. And that when we work, it honors the Lord, right? Whatever your work is, as long as it is not sinful, as long dili na sala nga trabaho, any kind of work is noble and dignified before God because God instituted work before man sinned. Work is part of the design of God. When God created Adam and Eve, wala niya gibutang si Adam and Eve at the beach, you know, with an umbrella and a hammock, you know, resting and relaxing with the juice in their mouth. Wala. God put them in the garden. What's the purpose? To work, to cultivate, to subdue, to rule the earth. That's part of the design of God for us. Work honors Him. And work, as I learned last time, is an expression also to love others' people. That's why we need to work with excellence. We need to work with enjoyment. We need to work with integrity, right? We learned that last time. So work honors God. Work pleases God when we work. Now, if work pleases God and it honors God because we are image bearer of God, we reflect God as a God of labor and a God who work, what then displeases God? What then dishonors God? The opposite, which is laziness and idleness dishonors God. Laziness is actually displeasing to God because it is an act of rebellion against His design for us. You design ka ni God para ingon ani to work, and if you refuse to work, even though you are healthy and you are capable, you are actually dishonoring the very design for God for you. It's an act of rebellion. That's why laziness is not a small sin. It is a serious sin before God. Dili pwede magkatawa-katawa ra kaani. It's a serious sin. It can lead you to hell. Okay? If you're not a Christian, all sin leads you to hell. That includes laziness. And so laziness, we need to take this seriously because we are called to be practically and spiritually productive for the glory of God and for the good of everyone around us. Gitawag ta sa Ginoo para mamunga. Ambot pasabot ana, you need to work hard as well. Yes, everything is by the grace of God. But by the grace of God doesn't cancel hard work and effort and discipline, right? It does not negate the things we need to do to be diligent and to be disciplined. The grace of God actually empowers us to be more disciplined and to be more diligent. One of my favorite songs when I was a new Christian is Only One Life. And it says, only one life, so soon it will pass. Only what's done for Christ will last. We have limited time on this earth. We have limited resources. And if we are just sleeping all the day, and if we are just refusing to work, we miss all these opportunities, we miss all this time, and we see our life slip away in our fingers. We waste God's resources and effort. When we're lazy, we're not being a good steward.
we're not honoring Him, we're not glorifying Him, we cannot impact the world around us for the gospel if we're lazy. That's why we need to deal with it in our own lives. Every one of us. So I'm not putting down on you. I'm not saying I'm better. That's why I'm preaching. I'm saying all of us need to deal with it, including me. Okay? We need to fight this. We're living still in the fallen world. We still have the tendency. We still have temptation. This is not to put you down or condemn you. This is for us to help together be changed for the glory of God if we deal with this. So, what laziness does is waste our limited amount of time, our few talents, and a few opportunities that God has entrusted to us. We are called to be good stewards. And we are called to work hard and not be lazy. Now, you might say, Pastor, to be honest, kung kabalo ka sa akong kinabuhi, dili jud ko tapulan. I'm a very busy person. If you look at my schedule from morning till dawn, it's filled. You know, I'm a very, very busy person.